man. No, I mean, those people are snickering over there with good reason. My God.
What can I do?
Nothing.
You got to do your show. You can't hang down here all day. You got to get up to the studios at the sub.
Oh, you came all the way down here to get me?
Yeah.
Did Luke tell? Did Luke send you to get me here? Because I mentioned to him that I was going down to Wreck Beach, and he just, you know, like said, yeah, I just got back, because he spends most of his time down there. Look at it. I mean, why would you want to leave this? I can't, man. Please let me stay. Please let me one more swim. Just one more swim. One more dip in the ocean. Come on.
Okay.
Please. Just one more.
Just one more, Nimrod.
Okay, here we go. What's that? What's that floating over there? What's that floating over there,
Bryce,
man? What's that float? Who's that floating over there?
We need some assistance here. We can't get this Nimrod character back.
I'm not going. I'm staying down here. The beach is my home. The ocean, the sun, the water, the bodies. It's just, I can't, man. It's going to be over too soon. I can't leave. Come on in. The water's shitty. I guess it's radio.
I guess it's CITR, 101.9 FM. We're going down. Glub.
Bye.
you want to do the outro or shall I?
You go ahead.
Oh, thanks, man. Your big brown eyes and my broken heart. Russian. Oh, there's the mic thing. I've got a problem with the mic here. There may be some sibilance because we don't have the sock.
Yeah, Luke, if you're around, we need a sock for Nimrod. The sock is not in the control room.
Consequently, you'll hear a lot of popping, but we do play a lot of pop anyway. Your big brown eyes, and that was the perfect pop from Toronto. Your big brown eyes and my broken heart from Me, Myself, and Rye compilation. And that song, Matthew Adam Hart is Russian futurist. And that particular song was from The Method of Modern Love, which was their first CD, as I'm sure, John, you will remember.
I love the title of that song.
Right, he writes them catchy, and catchy is cool. You can tap your toes, move your body to the catchy cool, and it's supper time. No trans fats here. But the big thing, of course, on campus...
Your big brown eyes. No, I'm sorry.
My eyes aren't brown, man.
No, but the song was called Your Big Brown Eyes and My Big Broke Heart. Whatever.
Have you ever seen my dad's eyes?
No. You know? They're kind of weird. He's got one eye that looks in the other direction, but that's regardless. We don't want to talk about him. He's a mean old guy.
He really is.
Back to school time. The campus is full of students, isn't it?
They're
amazing. They're
crawling all over the place. They're signing things. They're buying things. It's kind of fun because I came out here yesterday to use the gym for working out, which is pretty good. Not the chicken coop, but the other one in the adjacent to the pool. And this is on Friday. I guess was the first day, and they had like a band playing out there, and they had a beer garden, and not that we, you know, ascribe to that, and they had, it was incredible. But what I like was they have a big poster display in the sub building. So if anybody off campus are poster fans, come on out here because they've got it all. They've got some really great posters. I tried to get you the William Shatner, but they're all sold out.
C'est la vie.
But it's like it is school time again. You remember your first day back at school?
Which one?
Kelowna Central High. William Bennett High in Kelowna. Didn't you go there?
No. It was Kelowna High School.
Just Kelowna High
KHS,
School.
KHS, yeah.
Right. But the first day back there, you're wondering what teachers you're going to get. But this is different, man. This is higher education. Back then, you know, for you, it was like a whole different thing. You know, you just wanted to be next to that little girl who was in your previous class in chemistry or something like that, and that's what you were waiting for. Never really happened, though, did it?
No.
But we remember, like they are on campus right now, back to school days. Let's go. You sing along. We're in class.
Told me that it was all black and white. So many.
back school days when we could afford it. Now look at all the stuff you got to buy. And the Graham Parker, who kind of suffered in a way, he put out some great albums, but the comparison was always made to the angry young man of British rock at that time, which would have been back in the 70s, if you can recall. And that would be, of course, Elvis Costello, who looked a little bit like Graham Parker. And so the comparison was always made, but Parker was always his own man. And made some great stuff. That's off Howlin' Wind, first album, Back to School Days. And The Rumor, of course, Brinsley Schwartz and Company. And then they followed it up with another album. And then came Squeezing Out Sparks, arguably one of the greatest albums of the late 1970s. A little bit of background history. And Graham Parker has a new CD. We have it here. We'll get around to it next show. Called Don't Tell Columbus. He lives in Woodstock, New York, with his family, and he's still as cantankerous as ever, mellowed a little bit. But school days back again. What can you say about what's going on downstairs right now? People are being signed up for them what do you join when you come to the school to the higher learning. What do you call them? You know when you join a frat, not a frosh. You know what I'm saying?
All the different fraternities.
There you go.
Hey, we got the electricity's going here now. Yeah.
The frat.
The frat rats.
What frat should I join?
Yes.
But there's some other stuff going on too. Downstairs, you're signing up different people for in a very unique way, and I think it's all for the betterment of everyone concerned. You were downstairs earlier on, and you taped them?
Yes. Well, this one here, the list of transcendent experiences, inspired me, yes.
Okay. I'm going over your list. Travel? Yes.
To far away places.
This train stops at express stations only.
Books? Yes. Pages upon pages upon pages upon pages upon pages. Nature? Yes. Music? Yes. To get lost in one note. Love? Of course, love.
Love, love, love. I love you.
That's obvious. But you don't need these. You just need silence.
And electricity, yes. Okay, well, that's our list of transcendent experiences live in the sub-building here at CITR. From Deep Wireless, that's Katie McMurrin.
A lot of people signed up for that.
Yeah,
she's going to be doing special courses out here. There may still be some room left. Don't really know. You are listening to a show called Radio Radio. My name is Nimrod, and the other partner here, Pop, is of course Long John Tanner, a true legend. Unlike my semi-legendary dad, who believes that he was sort of the end-all, be-all of so-called radio in Vancouver over the years. The man's ego brought him right down. But I have none of that.
Someone that I met, I hardly knew. He said that everyone loves a defective. He parted ways with diction. This was late last night. He see me getting your affection, and it proved it was right. The way I stare off, thinking that all the sound. Anyone I knew, they would have called me found. My legs, you can kick me downstairs. Oh, but there ain't no getting over Joni Helmet. Just let me walk away. Let me walk away. And let me play. See now. face now. The face that I hardly know told me it's hopeless. I'm a slut for the New York Times. She made my heart soft. Warren and Willette on wrong. She never been to Texas, never heard of King Kong. And it's been so long since I've been suitably high. So we did an airborne, settled in for the night. Tell me sweetness don't somehow reach your heart until you're all flat down and you can't wait to start. This is the one cold truth all of us know. As I think of myself, this could be easier. I could face it alone. And in the place tonight, all out of grace now, behind the
A Spoon, CITR 101.9 FM off Gaga. That's called Eddie's Racket. They were in town on Friday night. Sold out crowd. Heard Mr. Franey of the Film Festival was there and gave us a real good report. Everybody was happy. Everybody went home. T-shirts were not overly expensive. We couldn't get on the guest list, so that's about it for now. that's all we... There is no such thing anymore. You know, how many people get on... I guess Stuart Durden's the only person to get on... Well, Luke sometimes can get on a guest list.
Yeah.
And I pleaded with him for, like, can I get into the cinematic orchestra? And he said, well, you wouldn't really want to. Do you like the album? Yeah. Well, yeah, live there. So, I mean, you know, just want to be dissuaded, just talk to Luke. I mean, he'll give you the straight goods on it all. But sometimes it's a little daunting because, you know, you look forward to something and then somebody comes and blows the bubble, bursts it. That's
pop.
It.
Another pop.
Another yeah. Pop.
So I see that it's the day before September 11th, in case you hadn't noticed.
It's always an ominous time
of
year.
Yes, it's new moon tomorrow, too, if that's anything to do with that. But we are getting close to autumn, though, Nimrod. Autumn is not far away. As a matter of fact, the first day of autumn is only 13 days away. Did you realize that?
I can wait, man.
Yeah, so we're just enjoying summer. Autumn arrives at 2:51 in the morning of September 23rd, officially autumn. But, you know, I feel like an Indian summer is with us. It's working its way here because...
What's the long-range forecast?
Well, we've got till Thursday sunshine and at least till the weekend, so it looks like a good hot spell here with highs around 22, 23. So
the water is... Because I swim, as you know. Water's very cold right now. But it is doable because the air temperature is warm. So it's okay. Go by all means. Get in there. You go down to Jericho, a little hypothermia will do you good. It'll just kind of wake you right up to the realities of the day.
Just stay away from Kitsilano Pool because it's now a seagull haven.
Have you
seen it lately?
Not lately, no.
It's all wired off, so you can't get in there unless you climb the wall, but it's totally overrun with seagulls. Seagull poop, seagulls themselves, and smashed shells where they've dropped shells onto
the
rocks to get the stuff inside.
It's
so
ugly stuff.
It's worth going by Kits Pool just to check out the seagulls. They're having a ball.
They've been enjoying it, you know, and we would be too. If the strike wasn't on, people would be in that pool right now.
They would.
But
yes.
As it is, so don't say no to the ocean. If you go early enough down to Kits Beach, Jericho, I wouldn't suggest Wreck. English Bay is good. It's kind of nice. It's all right. It's cold. You'll say brr, but you'll feel a lot better for doing it. Anyway, last week we got a lot of calls, there were a couple of emails into CITR in reference to the back to school brigade wanting to know where to get those bulletproof backpacks we were talking about, right?
Right, right.
You'll have to go online and get them because we can't give you any more information than that. But what you're looking for is MFTR in the States, where they are a hot selling item. We'll get interested parties the information ASAP, but understand that it doesn't extend to the acquisition of firearms. Want to make that perfectly clear. It's purely defensive. Call from near campus wanting to know all that information. The guy's name is Joe Curran. That's C-U-R-R-A-N. And it's MJ Safety Solutions. So if you want a bulletproof backpack, that's where you want to go. Meantime, Education Minister Shirley, don't call her James, Bond, wants school kids to put in 30 minutes, man, a day, next September, during school or outside hours, of calisthenics, sports, even walking to school. Walk to the classroom. Walk to that to get that slushie. Walk to the internet cafe. Walk to the car. Walk to the bus stop. Fight inactivity. Defeat obesity. Stave off growing youthful diabetes. And maybe, just maybe, kiddo, live almost as long as your parents. Studies indicate that at the current rate of the growing obesity and inactivity amongst young people, those young people will not live as long as their boomer parents, meaning that I won't live as long as my dad, but I will. Because you've seen him lately.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I'm going to be around for a while, man.
I hope so.
I'm going to eat well. I'm going to be vegan. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do it all. I'm going to be alive.
Okay.
Radio, I want to live.
Yes. Radio brings you Young Galaxy now. There's Young Galaxy from a self-titled CD. Our very good friend Stephen Ramsey, lead vocals for Young Galaxy. Check that one out at your favorite record store.
Are they living here in Montreal?
They are hanging out in Montreal, yes. So they'll be back to Vancouver one day, though. Hey, all you Pink Floyd fans out there might want to hear about this guy, Storm Thorgerson. He's the album designer guy who did a lot of the Pink Floyd albums, like Animals, Momentary Lapse of Reason, Division Bell. He went to grammar school with Sid Barrett and Roger Waters in Cambridge, England, and there's going to be a display of his art, and he's actually got some of it on sale. Until September 30th, it's at the Art of Storm Thorgerson will be on display at the Oh My Goddard Gallery, 972 Granville Street. And they are selling these, I guess, original works from anywhere from $450 to $2,650. Woo, that's not cheap stuff. But if you want to check it out at the Art Gallery, at least from Dark Side of the Moon, Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy, and AC/DC's Dirty Deeds, Storm Thorgerson did all the artwork for them, and you can check it down at Oh My Goddard Gallery.
Does he live here in town?
No, he's just traveling through.
But, okay. Yeah. Because I remember you were talking to somebody at the Summer of Love Film Festival, and somebody that wasn't him, though.
No, it's not.
That was another. Did you watch the MTV Music Awards? Of course you did. Admit that you did.
No, I can't admit it. I will not admit that I did.
It started off with, you know, with her coming on, Brittany, coming on stage and saying, "It's Brittany, bitch." And then she just got into this number. Yet another extravaganza of mostly mediocrity overall. Best group, Fall Out Boy. I mean, we were hoping for Ockerville River, but Fall Out Boy. But Brittany was very powerful, very exciting, and she raised the bar for opening musical slots on award shows. Have to say it, tell the truth. She kind of like dressed, undressed in a pole dancing outfit, and then promptly vomited all over her dancers and the sound man running her lip sync track. I don't know if you saw that. Later, she said she just wanted to push the envelope and make an unforgettable pop art statement. Well, and that she did. Others more closer said, "Oh, it's her meds combination. They were the culprits." Sure, babe. Blame your meds. Blame your meds. Anyway, anybody with any sense of decency didn't watch that, but I did.
Oh, well.
Just wanted to see what it was all about, you know.
Yes.
Couldn't, you know, just felt that way. Masochistic, I guess.
You are that way, yes.
Yeah.
It's just a bad movie where there's no crying. Handing the keys to me in this red lion. Where the love that you locked in the sweet says there's no prying. When the breath that you breathed in the street screams there's no science. When you look how you look then to me, then I cease lying and fall into silence. This is a life story. So there's no climax, no more new territory. So pull away your max. In the slot that you sliced through the scene, there was no shyness. In the plot that you passed through your teeth, there was no pity, no fate.
Oh,
it's not haunted. It was your heart hurting, but not for too long, kid. In the socket you spin from with ease, there is no sticking. From the speakers, your fake masterpiece comes serenely dribbling. And when the air around your chair feels the heat, that's the flames licking. Beneath the clock on the clean mantelpiece, it's got a cold clicking. Like a pro at his editing suite, takes 2 weeks stitching. I'm so bad moody.
CITI friends, neighbors, they're from Austin, Texas, and no bad music ever comes out of Austin, Texas. Ockerville River, I've always called them Ockerville, but it was brought to my attention that it's Ockerville by Luke Meat, and if Luke doesn't know, nobody knows. That's off their latest album. They either just played here or they're going to play here. The reason that we're sort of tentative in not really knowing whether they have or they haven't, we don't have the schedule here. There usually is one. If they did play, probably was really good. They are a great live band. If they didn't play, then do you know if there's any guest list, John? Have you heard of any?
No, sorry, Nimrod. Haven't heard that. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You're talking about Texas. Are you going to? You're going on to something else, or
no? Well, I'm not going to Texas this year. No, that song is just called "Our Life Is Not a Movie," or maybe. I think it is. I think, you know, like, and it's from an album called The Stage Names. Mine's, of course, Nimrod. It's better than Herbert. and you're Long John Tanner. You were born and bred Long John Tanner. You didn't have to change your name. My dad changed his name, you know. This is some long Russian thing I can't even remember. I changed my name because I just didn't want to have that association, you know, with Dad. I wanted to sort of strike out on my own, man. Make the world my oyster. You know, pick away at it. Hey, Victoria shits all over Paradise Coast when it comes to public toilets. Do you know about this?
Yeah. We've been talking about public toilets.
It's usually
now they're in Victoria.
Toilets are a mainstay of this show. We usually talk shit, but we got a couple around here very techno. But sometimes that laneway or newspaper boxes are a lot closer, you know, rather than trying to find that one over by the SkyTrain station. However, Victoria gets pop-up urinals very soon. They're sleek steel cylinders that rise hydraulically from very, very sci-fi. You'd like that. From sidewalk at nighttime, and then they lower during the day so nobody can see them and what's going on. The pop-ups are urinals because most public urinators are men. All right? That's the information. And, Victoria is so much more progressive and innovative when it comes to pissing in public, and that's no shit. Okay.
Well, I don't know why they get that, because, I mean, when you look in any club you go to, there's more women lined up at the women's washroom than there is the men's washroom.
That's because they're in there more, and they're not doing, you know, they're not. It's not just nature's call. They're fixing up.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys who go in there and stand a long time, they're not fixing up, they're doing up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Okay, you got it. Good.
Okay, so for all of you that were at the Summer of Love on August 18th on 4th Avenue, the main stage at 4th and Vine, you would have heard, if you were there about noon, you would have heard a band called the Orchid Highway. And they're, although not a band from the late 60s or anything, their music is very reminiscent of that. So from their latest CD, we got the McDonald Brothers here. And this is the Orchid Highway. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. This is Radio Radio. The Orchid Highway from CITR's Radio, and they were one of the featured bands at 4th and Vine around noontime. We just had a call, actually, from Mark Bignall of Co-op Radio. He does a show called Radio Band Coover. Radio Band Coover is every Thursday, 2:30 to 4 on Co-op Radio.
Hey, you know, there's no rivalry with us people here at CITR, Co-op Radio.
Not at all.
SFU Radio. We're all in this together to fight the corporate monstrosity that is commercial radio, but that's dying. I mean, that is dying. It is going to be dead within 2 or 3 years. I mean, who listens to that? Well, unfortunately, a lot of people still do. They think, hey, if it's on the radio, it must be good.
Hey, you were asking about the organ.
I was asking. It sounded like a farfisa to me, I just a cursory listen in the background there. Was that?
I'm not sure, but we'll have to check with Derek McDonald. He plays the organ for the Orchid Highway.
But it was very evocative of that era.
Yes.
You know, I almost heard a little Country Joe in there, just a bit.
Right.
Hey, CITR reminds you to please use wisely when you're in the washroom, getting back to that again. Paper towels were once trees. That's from the UBC Sustainability Office from the second floor washroom here in the sub-building. Just thought we'd pass that along. Always good to remind yourself when you're out there in the forest that you one day may use a portion of that beautiful fur to wipe your ass, you know. And, hey, so just go easy with them. What I can't stand, I don't know about you, Long John, but this is, I mean, this is for you, a whole big change. When you go into a washroom and you're washing your hands and the water, and they have all these new contraptions now where you used to have, like, just turn the hot water on or turn the cold. Yeah. Now it's, you got to, it's like...
automatic. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like vibration.
Yeah, and there's a sensor there.
Yeah, it's a sensor. And so you get just enough water to do nothing.
Barely enough.
Yeah, exactly. How are you going to wash your face? How are you going to brush your teeth? You can't do, you know, a shower is out. but I mean, it's like all this new tech. And then of course, now talking about trees and paper towels, have you noticed, like, that there are more and more hand dryers now than ever before?
Yeah.
I
like to have the paper towels where you can actually, you know.
So do I. Yeah. I think we're in agreement here, and I think most of the listenership would be too.
Right.
I think we're all in this together. We have to sort of share our feelings. Our feelings. What's that?
Feelings.
I hear something.
Yes.
Something beautiful.
Ah, yes.
Something wonderful.
It's Eno, but just a little BG there.
Music for films.
Yes.
We'll be doing a little thing on the Fringe Festival is on now. Lots to see. Lots to attend. Check that out. But we'll be doing a thing on the film festival coming up very, very soon. And we could not get into, no matter how much I had rubles on me, I had a bottle of vodka, I had money, I would give sex to try to get into the Gogol Bordello. No way.
Sold out.
I mean, not only sold out, but sold out. You know, I mean, it's just it was crazy.
Yeah.
But I talked to some people afterwards, and they said, and you're going to hear this always from people that go and you can't get a ticket, you miss something spectacular. Next time. Will there be a next time? Probably.
Who knows?
Yeah, Gogol Bordello. So you got all the reviews there. And
but I was going to ask you, what's klezmer music?
Klezmer music is like Jewish music.
Jewish music.
Yeah. See, they're a combination of, like, they come from all over the world, from Ethiopia, from Israel, Ukraine, you know, a multi-ethnic to the nth degree. And they had, from three people I talked to, they had the Commodore, like, basically the roof was lifting.
And the floor was bending.
And the floor was bending. And the alcohol flowed. And flowed.
Yeah.
And flowed. Da, da.
Da, da.
More vodka. Vodka here. Vodka.
More alcohol.
More vodka. Vodka. You drink up.
Yeah.
It's good, yes?
All right. Thank you, Eugene.
Side by stages, yet you know I did survive all of your lonely stages, and you know that I'll pick up every time you call just to thank you one more time. Alcohol. Thank you one more time for everything you've done. I'm sorry, some of us given you a name. Oh yeah, 'cause without you nothing is the same. Oh yeah, I miss you so. Every time we break up just to hit the higher note. Every time we make up, and you know that I'll pick up every time you call just to thank you one more time. Alcohol. Thank you one more time for everything you've done. my spine.
Alcohol.
I was waiting long, long time.
Alcohol.
Now you teach me how to rhyme.
Alcohol.
Just don't stab me in the back with a cortisol. Now forever reunite.
Alcohol.
Now you teach me how to rhyme.
Alcohol.
Screw a light bulb in my head.
Alcohol.
May this ceremony be happy or sad. And you know that I'll pick up every time you call. Just don't thank you one more time for everything you've done. And you know that I'll pick up every time you call. Just don't thank you one more time.
Just warms my Slavic blood. Alcohol, gogol, bordello. For Granville Street, the boulevard of broken bottles, bones, and blood. You know, still, we talk about it, and it's been brought up to Mayor Sam, and that is to turn at least half of the liquor establishments on Granville Mall, Granville Street, into salad bars. And still, I mean, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing for the Olympics? People coming in there and it's all cleaned up and it's all, look, dear, there's salad bars everywhere. Ooh. You know, but I guess that's just, you know, wishful thinking on the part of those who really don't drink. What were you going to say about, you going to talk about Eugene or what?
No. Well, if people were at the concert, they would have known how utterly amazing it was. And, yeah, it was
What if they don't?
Well, then they'll just have to buy the CD and check it out, I guess.
Sure. All right. You had to be there live.
You did, yep.
But we weren't.
We weren't.
No. It's just the way it is. So some callers asking, where is Michael?
Michael Stranikar, UFO expert. Yes, we're still having some technical difficulties getting through to Michael.
It's not his fault.
Some telephone problems, him reaching us, and that sort of thing. And, you know, so that's the way it goes.
Truth be told, though, he was abducted. and we'll be knowing more about that when he shows up. I mean, they will bring him back. They're just... And what he will have seen will probably be amazing. You know, clear night skies out there, John.
Oh, beautiful skies. Tonight, Jupiter low in the south, very bright. If you're up in the early morning, that's Venus. Around between 5 and 6, you'll see Venus very bright in the eastern sky in the morning. And looks good, too. The days are getting shorter now.
The
sun rises at 6:41.
No!
And the sun goes down just after this show ends at 7:36. So, and that's when
Alex
is here, yes. Alex,
smart Alex.
Carasu. At 7:30 here at CITR. But we're in the Slavic mood here right now, so I thought it'd be perfect going from Gogol Bordello.
Yeah. Just got word that the city and the unions are talking.
Oh, they're talking.
Yeah. They are as we speak right now.
About what, though?
Well, they're talking about the strike, but on the agenda, and they hope to, from what it's down the wire service at the end in the newsroom there, on the agenda, just ahead of the issues will be decided on tonight whether or not the players involved wanted bottled water, orange juice, or coffee during the meetings.
Okay,
this is something that's been going on for one of those little side things that we don't know about. So they will make that decision, and maybe when there's a consensus, maybe then they'll get down to talking about the issues. Come on, Sam.
Yeah, sad sack. Come on, get off your... Yeah, all right. So here we go. Balaclava Casino Heist is the title track and the title of the CD. Here's Girl Nobody from Vancouver. Now living somewhere in outer space.
There's Michael Stranik.
Look.
Hi, Michael.
All right, there we are. Local sounds for you there, featuring, it's Marta Jakusubic.
Oh, give me that. You're probably mispronouncing it.
Oh, get off your pod and get on with your show.
Actually,
Jasubik McKeever's is her name.
McKeever?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Russian name for
yes,
sure.
Yes, for sure. There you go. The band is called Girl Nobody, and Balaclava Casino Heist is the title track there, and also the
Send
title.
That out to everybody living who are fortunate enough to be living or renting or buying on Balaclava. Street. Mm-hmm. All those streets are like names of battles. You know, you have Waterloo, Balaclava. You know that area.
Ah, right. Okay.
Was there a battle of Trutch? I have no idea.
I thought that was a tree, but no.
A Trutch? There's no such thing as a Trutch tree, John.
No, I thought there was a Trutch tree.
No, there's no.
All right, sorry.
Go over there and ask at the Museum of Anthropology. They'll tell you the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's that time to. Roll out the red carpets as they are in Toronto, or the green carpets out here, because we're just a little more green and we're just a little more red back there. Red carpets, of course, are for Toronto in their currently running star-studded paparazzi plied film festival. Out here, it's green, and few stars that there are in the sky, but it's all about the movies. And the VIFF, that is the Vancouver International Film Festival, has grown to one of the world's biggest, most eclectic. Absolutely. And for those who are following the paparazzi trail in Toronto, Armando, who works the net, says Reese and Jake were spotted together at an intimate Lebanese bistro off Yonge Street. So there you go. Now, the VIFF. September 26th to October the 12th, Ridge Empire, Granville 7. It sounds almost sort of like major Coliseum thing. Empire, Granville 7. Pacific Cinematheque, Van City Theater. The sneak preview guide available all over town. The big program comes out this Saturday. Approximately, now don't quote us on this, 300 films on view. There may be only 289, but 300 is the number that we've been given, including the Cannes Film Festival winner, 4 months, 3 days, 2 days, 4 months, 3 weeks, 2 days from Romania. The locally shot Battle in Seattle with Charlize Theron. Anton Corbijn's stylish debut, Control, shot in black and white about Joy Division, in particular the short, tragic life of Ian Curtis. Some really good reviews on that one. German-Turkish gem, The Edge of Edge of Heaven. Abel Ferrara is back with Go-Go Tales. Kitano beat Takeshi's Glory to the Filmmaker. Now, this is interesting. Ang Lee's Venice Prize winner just won. Lust, Caution, which is a return to his native Cantonese, and Heterosexuality. The Prince of Pot, U.S. versus Mark Emery. It should be smoking, a must-see for music fans. Well, those who appreciate genius, and this is one that everybody should be at that listens to CITR. Get this, Scott Walker, 30th Century Man. Notorious, reclusive, brilliant. A long overdue tribute, a must-see, as they say. Scott Walker, 30th Century Man, that's playing the film festival. Norwegian debut, Sons, which shook Seattle last May or June. Tons of documentaries. You want more? Well, titles, and grab the sneak preview. Then the big book on Saturday, peruse, choose, get your tickets, your passes now. This year looks especially strong. More on the movies themselves on the next show. The curtain goes up on September 26th.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It's the top of the hour here. This is Radio, live in stereo.
My man.
to the skies above. They are they're not the maps, they're just called maps. You got to be careful with that with some bands, especially if you're doing interviews. How many times has Nardwuar done an interview and called a band? He never does it because he does his homework. But if you were to ever, you know, like say we'd like to welcome the maps to the studio, you'd get dirty looks. We're just call maps. We're just the maps. We're just maps. That's a debut call. We Can Create, overlooked little gem. Nice mixture of miserabilism and melodicism, and that works for us. It's a couple minutes after 7 o'clock. Long John, you have some information? No?
Yeah, unless you've got something
important?
Long and rambling there.
No, I don't, but a UBC thing here, and we're trying to get some information on this that somebody might be able to help out. This is on-campus stuff. I see signs, you know, where the old bus loop used to be, and we do miss that. You know, there's a nostalgic aspect to it where the old buses used to line up and people would paper things all around. Anyway, there's a sign. It's all kind of like chained. You can't get into that area. And I saw a sign coming to work. This is hardly work, man. We do this for love. It's our streets, it's our choice, no tunnel. 3,000 students signed a petition on the project to keep a tunnel from being built underneath the ground there where the old bus loop used to be. Now, trying to find out exactly what that tunnel entails, my take would probably be that it would somehow, in years to come, connect with the SkyTrain, you know, that comes in from the airport that goes all over. Because, you know, that's the future, right? Maybe. Maybe not. This is Vancouver. Mm. Who knows?
Who knows?
I was talking to Luke, and he said, well, yeah, they want to build a tunnel that goes right from here so you don't have to go walking the distance out to Wreck Beach. So they want kind of like a little shuttle service underground to Wreck Beach.
Wonderful.
And that's so, I mean, you know, it's kind of exciting in a way, you know. Because if you were to go to Wreck Beach now, walking from here, the sub-building, you could get there, but it would take you a little while.
Oh, yeah, it's a steep hill to go down. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Hey, just a note here before we get around to something by the New Pornographers, their latest. If you saw the movie A.K.A. Tommy Chong or read the book The I Chong, Meditations from the Joint, then you'll want to see the man in person at Laugh Lines in Westminster. He's out there this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And you can give Laugh Lines in New Westminster a call if you want to see that show. Tommy and Shelby Chong, apparently they do a great comedy routine. Tommy Chong with his wife Shelby at Laugh Lines Thursday to Saturday this week in New Westminster.
Why don't you give him a call? Like, is he going to be in town for a while? You know him.
Well, I don't know. Hope to meet him if we get out there, for sure. But...
well, if you can get on the guest list again, it always comes down to that.
Yes.
Don't think we can do it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, something new for now from the New Pornographers. Their latest CD called Challengers.
Under your wheels, the hope of spring. Mirage of loss, a few more things. You left your sorrow dangling. It hangs in air like a school cheer. Bump like notes inside the chords. On every wall, inflections carved. Deepest lakes and darkest stars. Remember, we were the volunteers. Courts knew this and nothing more. Now it's my rights versus yours. spectacles painted with my shaking hand. Fingers and paints, and paints we brought, thinking we'd need them when we're not. Flying the flags of new empires and rags, a new empire and rags. The truce in one free afternoon, a new empire and rags. The truce in one free afternoon, a new empire and rags. The truce in one free afternoon, a new empire and rags. The truce in one free afternoon. On new wheels of fits and starts, the time to dabble in the arts, to tease the packs of dogs in charge. But kid, it's all wasted on me. On new wheels, the hope of spring, mirage of loss, a few more things. Dangerous levels of it here.
Those are the New Pornographers on Radio Radio, and formerly Son of Night Dreams, and their brand new CD called Challengers.
They got a show coming up in the Commodore that should probably sold out by now. No guest list, John. Sorry about that. You have that look in your eyes. Yeah. I wonder if I could. No, I don't think so. Maybe if you could call Carl in New York.
We could try it. All right. That was called it's just called My Rights Versus Yours. That was the first track on that CD, and we'll be getting into lots more, and I'm sure you will hear them here on this radio station.
Has Carl got a beard now? I thought I saw a picture of him. He's got a beard? He's living in New York, and that's been an inspiration to him. Of course, he has yet to meet Lou Reed. You know, that'll sort of like give him the real fix on New York. Okay. Speaking of rebels, may I have my background music, because we're going to celebrate a milestone here right now. I hope that you enjoy this. Listen up carefully, because he was the man, the conflicted, brilliant rebel as artist, whose late 40s cross-country trip through big America, 5 years and thousands of miles, the experiences of which were written down for the masterpiece of original writing and cool musings that surfaced in 1951. We are talking about On the Road, John Jack Kerouac. The book, the legend, the icon are 50 years old as of last week, 50 years ago. New prose rhythm at the time, a westward tilt, music of his sentences. It still has the power to astound. Kerouac swallowed the big America whole, sublimated it into epic form of art. On the Road, I mean, consider the impact that he had on not hundreds, but thousands of artists of all kinds, music people, painters, writers at that time, the Beat Generation. You know all about that. You were there, John, almost. You were a little kid at the time. On the Road, 50 years ago, is Kerouac's barbaric howl, if you will, for his country, the endless, though changing landscapes, its people and freedoms, for the sheer thrill of traversing it all at great speed. Here's Jack.
Out we jumped in the warm, mad night, hearing a wild tenor man's bawling horn across the way going, ee-ya, ee-ya, and hands clapping to the beat, and folks yelling, go, go, go. And far from escorting the girls into the place, Dean Moriarty was already racing across the street with his huge bandaged thumb in the air yelling, blow, man, blow! And a bunch of colored men in Saturday night suits were whooping it up in front. It was a sawdust saloon, all wood, with a small bandstand near the john on which the fellas huddled with their hats on, blowing over people's heads. A crazy place not far from Market Street, in the dingy skid row rear of it, Folsom Street, actually, near Harrison and the Big Bridge Causeway. Crazy, floppy women wandered around sometimes in their bathrobes, bottles clanked in alleys, and back of the joint in the dark corridor, beyond the splattered toilets, scores of men and women stood against the wall drinking wine spodiote and spitting at the stars. Wine spodiote being wine, whiskey, and beer. And the behatted tenor man was blowing at the peak of a wonderfully satisfactory free idea. A rising and falling riff that went from ee-ya to a crazier ee-ya and blasted along to the rolling crash of butt-scarred drums hammered by a big, brutal-looking, curl-sconced guy with a bull neck who didn't give a damn about anything but punishing his tubs. Crash, rattle-tee-boom, crash, uproars of music, and the tenor man had it. And everybody knew he had it. And Dean was clutching his head in the crowd, and it was a mad crowd. They were all urging that tenor man to hold it and keep it with cries and wild eyes. He was raising himself from a crouch and going down again with his horn, looping it up in a clear cry above the furor. A 6-foot skinny woman was rolling her bones at the man's horn bell, and he just jabbed it at her, playing E, E, E. He had a foghorn tone. His horn was taped. He was a shipyard worker, and he didn't care. Everybody was rocking and roaring. Our girls, Galatea and Alice, with beers in their hands, were standing on the chairs, shaking and jumping. Groups of colored studs stumbled in from the street, falling over one another to get there. Stay with it, man, roared a man with a foghorn voice and let out a big groan that must have been heard clear to Sacramento. Ha-ha! Wow, said Dean. He was rubbing his chest, his belly, his T-shirt was out. The sweat splashed from his face. Boom, kick. That drummer was kicking his drums down the cellar and rolling the beat upstairs with his murderous sticks. Rattledy boom. Big fat man was jumping on the platform, making it sag and creak. Woo! The pianist was only pounding the keys with spread-eagled fingers, chords only. At intervals when the great tenor man was drawing breath for another blast of phrase, Chinese chords, they shuddered the piano and every timber, chink, and wire. Boing! And the tenor man jumped down from the platform and just stood buried in the crowd, blowing around. His hat was over his eyes. Somebody pushed it back for him. He just hauled back and stamped his foot and blew down a hoarse, bawling blast and drew breath and raised the horn high and blew high, wide, and screaming in the air. And Dean was directly in front of him with his face glued to the bell of the horn, clapping his hands, pouring sweat on the man's keys. And the man noticed and laughed in his horn, a long, quivering, crazy mule's hee-haw, and everybody else laughed, and they rocked. And finally, the tenor man decided to blow his top and crouched down and squatted on the floor and held a note in high C for a long time as everything else crashed along skittily boom and the cries increased, and I thought the cops would come swarming from the nearest precinct. It was just a usual Saturday night good time, nothing else. The bebop winos were wailing away. The working man tenors, the cats who worked and got their horns out of hock and blue and had their women troubles and came on in their horns with a will saying things, a lot to say, talkative horns. You could almost hear the words, and better than that, the harmony. Made you hear the way to fill up blank spaces of time with the tune and very consequence of your hands and breath and dead soul. Summer, August 1949, and Frisco blowing mad. The dew on the muscat in the interior fields of Joaquin. And down in Watsonville, the lettuce blowing.
Kerouac, the money flowing. On the Road, 50 Years Ago, CITR 1.9.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'm if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. In the KGB, so no funny business. You already are.
Your fingers.
Hey, man.
Hey, I like that. Not bad.
Were you tapping your toes?
I was snapping my fingers and...
jiggling your little bum.
Picking my nose and, yeah, it was
That's Maya, M-I-A, Sri Lankan exponent of modern world music.
Hmm.
And that's a trip around the world. And that whole, you'll hear banger on there. You'll hear all kinds of world beat stuff.
Really?
You'd like it. I think you would.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. The one track I heard already there has just got me hooked.
It's almost sunset time.
Ooh, On the Road with Jack Kerouac. Wow, that's amazing stuff, you know. Think about the back in the late 40s, early 50s.
I was not there. I don't know. You were.
I was just barely being born in the late mid to early 40s, but whatever. There you go.
But you must remember the beat. I mean, you know, you were a little boy about that time later on in the 50s.
Yeah, but we were kind of sheltered up in the Okanagan. So,
I'll say.
You know, yeah.
Kelowna is like that.
Yeah.
It's just Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, and that's about the extent of it.
Hey, did you see the picture of Nardwar here?
Nardwar again? He got in the paper?
He's celebrating his 20th anniversary on CITR. His radio show on November 2nd. It'll be a 20-hour on-air broadcast.
November 2nd. We'll have to show up for that.
Bring him a
cupcake. Something.
Something like that, yeah.
For all that service that he's done. All right. Getting ready for... did you say all right?
All right. All right. Yeah, the jazz show at 9 o'clock tonight. But before that, we've got Alex Yu and Kara Sue.
He always comes here in the last minute. You know that? Because he likes to put you on edge.
He does.
You know, yeah. I mean, he's like a lot of those performers. Are they going to get on stage on time or not? Alex always does. But he likes to, in the last minute, he comes in and you realize...
He's here. Kyra Sue will be on the air. Not to worry, even though we haven't seen him yet.
And the day before the anniversary of September 11th, this is the 10th of September, they'll be making a big mash about that tomorrow in the news. But have you heard that W. Bush is prone to bouts of crying caused by the stress of his job?
Oh, boo hoo.
Well, he cries, yes. But he also lies.
But you know what? He claims to have seen ghosts emerging from the Lincoln bedroom in the White House.
I wonder who that could be.
The ghost of Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Sorry, no, what did I say?
I don't know what you said, man, but. But I'm out of here. I've had enough.
You've had enough.
Well, I'm going back to the beach before it's sunset time.
Okay. Well, we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. Hopefully, Michael Strainick will be back with us talking about UFOs. Next show is September 24th. So happy trails. Too Tall Tanner here and Caribou finishing off.